The scripture reading today is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, unity in the body of Christ. I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all, and in all. Today's reading is from Matthew 17, chapters 1 through 9. The Transfiguration. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became bright as light. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will set up 3 tents, one for you and one for Moses and Elijah. While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them and said, Get up and do not be afraid. And when they raised their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. This is the gospel of Christ.
Glory to you, O Christ. Amen.
Yesterday was Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Remember, God loves you all, and so do I. I trust that you had a wonderful day with your loved ones. Today is Transfiguration of Christ Sunday. Let your light shine. Tomorrow will be President's Day. Happy President's Day. Have a great day of rest. Then Tuesday will be Lunar New Year. Happy Lunar New Year of the Horse. May you be energized more than ever. Happy New Year. Finally, Wednesday will be Ash Wednesday. By observing Ash Wednesday worship service with the imposition of ashes, we will start embarking on a new Lenten journey together. Wow, so many special days are back to back. And of course, next Sunday will be the first Sunday in Lent. So, may God be with you all, guide you all, and bless you all throughout Lent and Easter seasons this year. Last Sunday, February 8th, I shared with you part one of Who Are We Together sermon. And my first point was, we are God's family together. Can we say all together? We are God's family together. This morning, I'd like to continue and finish my sermon with the rest of my insight points, number 2 and number 3, as part 2 of 2. So, my second point is, we are community of faith together. Can we say it together? We are community of faith together. We, Christians, are not just being grateful for being the children of God as God's beloved family. We are also called to belong to a community. It's not just any community, but a community of faith. This belonging is such a blessing and a source of your joy through being a part of your community. The word community is used commonly and everywhere. According to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, a community is defined as 1. A group of people who live in the same area, such as a city, town, or neighborhood. Number 2, a group of people who have the same interest, religion, race, etc. We are community of faith. We affirm our faith, share God's love, and edify one another. We are one in Christ. That's the starting point. From this morning's Ephesians text, verses 4 to 6, there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. Yes, this passage describes who we are together. We are not the people of a social gathering only. Definitely, we are not a social club. We are not here just to charity work. There should be enough exclusive nonprofit charity groups or organizations out there. And of course, we are not here to promote or endorse any politics and or politicians with a certain political agenda or special interest. Simply, we are a community of faith that lives out God's love with everyone. This is our affirmation of faith together. According to the United Methodist Church social principles, church and state should be separated. Yes, I am sure that you know about the separation of church and state. This is our firm stance. However, if state, the government, either federal government or state government or any local government, crosses the line of that separation, such as harming our neighbors, abusing and neglecting human rights, or practicing injustice and inhumane treatment with their power and authority towards any human beings, or trying to control or manipulate any religious institution, we, the church, would not and should not be silent, but to speak out with the prophetic messages of God's love and justice for the oppressed. Like I had mentioned before, maybe 2 or 3 months, sermons ago, harming and attacking our families and neighbors is never a political issue, but a life and death situation that we, the community of faith and love, must stand strong to protect our people residing in this community and everywhere. Yes, our United Methodist Church believes that churches have a serious duty to speak on public policy issues with moral and ethical implications. John Wesley's three simple rules in life perfectly aligns with our social principles. Number one, do no harm. Number two, do good. Number three, stay in love with God. These three simple rules are timeless and universal. That's why members of the UMC are to be active and advocate for justice and the vulnerable. Prophet Micah proclaims, "What does the Lord require of you? To do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God." That's why your vote truly and seriously matters when discerning and applying God's love and justice into your active participation as faithful and caring citizens, and especially as Christian disciples of Christ. Thus, simply, we are a community of faith together. We are a community that is open and that invites everyone with God's love. Number three, we are the living body of Christ in the world. Let's all say it together. We are the living body of Christ in the world. I'm sure many of you have watched the opening ceremony of the 2026 Milano Cortina Winter Olympics on February 6th. That was beautiful, right? One of the key words the whole world shared at that time was the Italian word armonia, meaning harmony. Interestingly, this word, armonia, is the same as Spanish word with the same spelling and the same meaning. Yes, harmony and peace, we, the whole world, pursue together. The Olympic spirit is to foster a better and more peaceful world together through sports. Kirsty Coventry, a seven-time Olympic medalist from Zimbabwe, is the current president of the International Olympic Committee, IOC. At the opening ceremony in her speech, she said, quote, "Strength is not just about winning. It's about courage, empathy, and heart," unquote. Yes, through the Olympic Games, World Cup Games, and all other international events and global activities, our human race, as one big family, pursue the common goals of harmony, peace, and love together. This is the front page of the recent local newspaper saying, "Olympic Games open with message of peace." We all are called to be peacemakers because God is the God of peace, and Christ Jesus himself is our peace and our peace to the whole world. Indeed, all the people of the world are God's beloved children and God's family members who are created in the image of God. Remember the term Imago Dei, the image of God? Therefore, it is extremely important for everyone in this world to remember that we are not only love our own country, but also we are called to care for the whole world and everyone in it by sharing God's inclusive and unconditional love. Yes, we are the living body of Christ in this world. You know, to say that I am a Christian is really quite simple. Anyone can profess if he or she can follow Jesus. But to live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ is another matter. We are called to follow Christ as his disciples. 1 Corinthians 12:27, according to New Living Translation, all of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it. Yes, we are the body of Christ. This means that the head of the body is who? Christ. Colossians 1:18 says, he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. Because we are the body of Christ, we must practice our faith in action in our community of faith, in this local community, in the nation, and in the world. Remember, as a child of God and as a follower of Christ, you as the branch must be connected to the true vine, Jesus. Jesus clearly and firmly proclaims in John, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. We know we need to be in constant nurturing relationship with Christ. We know we need to grow and thrive by bearing fruit. We know we need to make more disciples of Christ. However, it is very hard to do all by yourself alone. If you try to do it on your own, it would be so difficult for many reasons. I know you work hard. Many times you work overtime, taking care of many things, including your children, your parents, participate in many events here and there, always weekends and on Sundays, traveling, exercising, etc. Even though you are retired, you are still busy with many things, including babysitting, giving a ride, or still working part-time, etc. When can you find some time for caring for your soul? When would be or could be your own time for spiritual growth, devotions, or meditations? Do you even have any time to ponder, meditate, or reflect? Do you intentionally and regularly engage in developing your spiritual disciplines? I know that your life is overwhelmingly busy with so many things, and yet you constantly search for ways to grow spiritually as well. But if you have to do it all by yourself, alone, it would be almost impossible. But together with other brothers and sisters in Christ, we can do it. Yes, our life can be better together. That's why we are God's family together. As a family, we share everything together. That's why we are community. As community, we pursue the same goals. We believe in the same God. That's why we are the body of Christ together. We are the feet and hands of Christ together. We serve together. We minister together. We reach out together. And we build up together. Apostle Paul encourages us through the Ephesians passage, verses 1 through 3. I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Today, as we celebrate Transfiguration of Jesus Christ together, even though we Christians tend to often overlook and sometimes even skip this special event, we need to realize that Transfiguration is a profound, foundational event for Christian community, offering a glimpse of a future glory to sustain believers through suffering and providing a model for a Christ-centered life. Transfiguration strengthens communal faith, reinforces that the community's focus must be on Jesus, and calls members to embody divine light through love and service to others. One of the most important insights from this event is that those disciples did not stay on the mountain while enjoying their own mountaintop experience after all. Rather, Jesus and those disciples all came down from the mountain to go back to Jesus' ministry, saving souls, healing the sick, and feeding the hungry, not being afraid of any upcoming unknown and uncertain future. Moreover, just as Jesus was transfigured, the community is encouraged to be transformed, embodying Christ-like love, compassion, and reconciliation in daily interactions. Therefore, the Transfiguration acts as an anchor, encouraging communities to remain faithful and hopeful, knowing that the ultimate glorified outcome is assured through Christ. My sisters and brothers in Christ, this Transfiguration event is not simply something happened to Jesus or those few disciples a long time ago and on a mountain far away. Its impact, insights, and lessons, however, are still valid and relevant today in our lives. Desmond Tutu, who was a South African Anglican bishop and theologian, in his 2003 book, God Has a Dream, a Vision of Hope for Our Time, he writes, quote, "I am coming to believe more and more that everything we do has consequences. A good deed doesn't just evaporate and disappear. Its consequences saturate the universe, and the goodness that happens somewhere, anywhere, helps in the transfiguration of the ugliness," unquote. See, your sincere kindness, your caring heart, your kind word, and your true love for another human being, whether it's in big or small ways, can help in the transfiguration of the ugliness of any wicked leader, an evil regime, or evil system into God's goodness, faithfulness, grace, and mercy. So, please keep up the good work. Continue to be the light of the world and salt of the earth. The psalmist sings in Psalm 63, "Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Based on this psalm passage in King James Version, there is a 1956 song entitled Thy Loving Kindness. I'm sure some of you remember this song, Thy Loving Kindness. So, I'd like to invite you all to sing, join me in singing Thy Loving Kindness. The words are on the screen. Okay, today is the day I play my guitar.
Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. I lift my hands up unto thy name. I lift my hands up unto thy name. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name.
So, my brothers and sisters in Christ, being the faithful disciple of Christ Jesus, who we are together, who are we together? We are God's family together, we are community of faith together, and we are the living body of Christ in the world together. My fellow United Methodists, we are the people of open hearts, open minds, and open doors. And we are the people of the United Methodist Church. Thanks be to God. Amen.